Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT Live Special number 301, recorded September 3rd, 2016. IFA 2016, Day 3. This TWiT Live Special is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage process into the 21st century with a fast, easy, and completely online process. Check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/twit. We're really tired. Our dogs are barking and we've eaten entirely too much strudel. But the TWiT Army deserves our best, which is why we're back in Berlin, Germany for IFA 2016, Day 3. One of the pieces of technology that we found here at the Lenovo booth is this yet unpriced, unlaunched Yoga 910. This is just a skosh over 1.5 pounds. It's a Core i7 processor with 16 gigabytes of memory, full HD monitor all the way up to 4K, and I got to tell you, it's a beautiful piece of kit. And yet, that's not the big story. The big story is about what goes on notebooks like this. We all know the problem of bloatware. That's why I'm speaking with Neil from Lenovo, who's going to explain what the tech giant is trying to do to slim down your Windows experience. Neil, we all feel when we buy that new notebook and we spend the first hour uninstalling all the bundled software, all the things that we don't want. In fact, it's kind of annoying. What has Lenovo done to improve that experience?
Sure. Thanks, Robert. So part of our commitment to providing cleaner and safer PCs is to reduce the amount of preloaded software that's on there. So you're still going to get preloaded apps directly from Microsoft. You're still going to get an offer from an antivirus provider. You're still going to get a few Lenovo first-party apps, but a lot of the third-party apps that we used to put on there have been taken off. Instead, we have Lenovo App Explorer. 30 minutes after you first turned on your PC, it's going to present you with an opportunity to select apps to customize your PC, or you can say no thanks. You can uninstall Lenovo App Explorer right from the beginning. You don't have to use it.
Now, this has become a problem because a lot of these manufacturers will actually get a little bit of income from bundling third-party software. There's an antivirus manufacturer who would really like to push their product, and they think if we could just get them to try it for 3 or 4 months, maybe it means they'll buy a subscription. Doesn't this hurt Lenovo's bottom line? Isn't this something that's going to detract from your overall profit margin?
Well, I don't think I can answer a question like that about like our profitability, but I can say that this improves user choice. And there are apps inside of Lenovo App Explorer that are ones that our partners have developed, so we do have a financial agreement with them, but those apps are labeled in the special partner area inside, so we offer transparency to let users know which apps are ones that we're just featuring versus ones that we have business arrangements with.
Now, TWiT TV has some very tech-savvy users who they all understand what they want and don't want on their computer. But what about those who maybe look for the bundled software, who want to try out different things because they're not tech-savvy, they're not computer-savvy? It might be their first or second computer, maybe their first really high-end laptop, who won't get that drive-by loading. Is this something that you think is just going to be an end result of user choice, or is the Lenovo really targeting these towards high-end users?
Now, I'd say it's kind of the opposite. You know, the more tech-savvy user is going to know exactly what they want on the PC, and they're going to know where to find that software. If you just go looking for software on the internet, you run the chance of downloading it from a highly search engine optimized website that bundles a lot of extra software in there. There are no software bundles in Lenovo App Explorer. It's just the apps you want and none of the ones you don't. So if any app is submitted to be included in there and it has like a wrapper or requires extra software or has hidden preloads or excessive advertisements, like, we don't include it.
Okay, so now I've got to ask, is this something, a service that's only going to be included on the high-end notebooks, the high-end devices, or is this Lenovo's strategy moving forward? Is this new type of bundling, which is, I call it the kind bundling, the bundling only when you want it, is this going to be standard across the entire line of Lenovo laptops and desktops?
It's not going to be standard. It is standard. Our PCs have been shipping this way since January across the entire consumer notebook line. Eventually, we're going to be rolling it out onto other products, including select models in the Think line, workstations, things like that.
Neil, thank you very much for talking to us. Thank you for showing off some of the new hardware and, quite honestly, possibly one of the best services that we're going to see here at IFA 2016. If they wanted to find out more about this 910 when it comes out, if they wanted to find out more about the entire Lenovo product line, where would be the best place online for them to go?
Lenovo.com is where you can find out about the Lenovo product line. LenovoAppExplorer.com is the website for that piece of software.
Fantastic. Folks, remember, when you're trying to build a high-end product that is user-friendly, it's not always about what you put in. Sometimes, it's about what you leave out. IFA 2016 has no shortage of innovative designs in desktops and laptops, but here at Lenovo, they think the next big thing is a book. I'm speaking with Carla here at Lenovo, who's going to tell us what the Yoga Book is all about. Now, Carla, on the surface, this looks like a really, really light, about 1.2 to 1.4 pound notebook that has a very interesting illuminated keyboard, but no standard keys. What is this? What was Lenovo going for with this design?
I mean, this is an amazing device. You have two in one. You have a laptop and you have a normal tablet. So you can flip it around to have like your normal tablet, or you can use it like a normal notebook. So if you turn it on, you will see the Halo keyboard. So you can type things down like you used to do in your normal laptop. Or you can also, you have the possibility to write your things down with your own pencil. So you can also do it on paper. This is not a special paper. This is normal paper. Yes.
Now, for people who are looking for something like, say, the Surface artistic touch, the touch-sensitive, the wonderful drafting capabilities of those Microsoft products, this is actually pretty dang close. I didn't know what it was at first. I just thought it was a very funky keyboard. But that whole idea of being able to use the touch screen or to use a standard piece of paper, a standard drafting pad, really adds to this. All right, we got to go over the specs and the pricing. I understand this is an Android device, which is going to sell for just under $500. But what kind of processor, how much memory, how much storage would you get with the basic purchase?
You will have in both. You have in Windows 10, 64 gigabytes, and also in Android, and you have 4 giga RAM.
And this is using an Intel Atom processor, so it gets you a crazy amount of battery life. I know that the Windows version will probably get you just over 13. How much will the Android version get you?
Over 15 hours.
So this is designed really to be an all-day computing device.
It is.
All right, so if people were looking for something like this, if they thought that maybe the Yoga Book might be good for back to school or perhaps as a secondary computer that they could use when they need to draft or to doodle, where should they go? Where can they find one of these? Where can they play with them?
I mean, you can find it on your retailer like normally. By the end of the month, it's going to be out.
Carla, thank you very, very much for talking to us. Thank you for showing off the latest and the greatest form from Lenovo. And folks, if you're looking for something that's Surface-like with a definitely not Surface price, maybe you need to check out a Yoga Book. We're here at Miele looking at some of the more efficient types of washing machines and dryers. This one actually uses a cartridge system. So rather than using detergent or even detergent pods, you just replace this once a year or 2 years, and it does all of your washing and your drying, your fabric softener for you. Now, if only I washed my clothes. I mean, this shirt was originally white. 360 has really taken off this last year, but what if I told you that the most competent portable 360 device you could carry, you already have in your pocket? Well, it's true if you've got an iPhone, or coming soon an Android, if you use this. I'm speaking with Bianca, who's going to explain why the Insta360 is the only VR device you'll ever need. Bianca, what is the Insta360?
Insta360 is the 360 video camera, and we are producing it, and it is the most affordable and accessible and user-friendly VR camera, and turn your iPhone into a VR camera.
Okay, when you say affordable and accessible, our audience is immediately going to roll their eyes because they've heard it 1,000 times, and they hear that, and then company will say it's $600, it's $800, it's $1,000. If someone wanted to buy the Insta360 right now, how much would they have to pay?
Sell for this one in Europe is about 240 euros in euro countries, and in the United States is around $200.
Okay, oh yeah, that definitely falls into affordable. But now they're going to ask, well, for $200, I'm not going to get a very good device, right? I'm not going to get true 360. It's not going to be stitched. It's not going to be able to go to YouTube. Tell me about the capabilities that you've built in to the Insta360.
That's not true. So just by simply plug to your iPhone and then one click, one press click, and then you can have 360 video or photo, and then you can have 3K photo image or also 3K video resolution.
You explained this to me a little earlier. I've got a 3K camera on each side, and it stitches in real time, right? There's no post-processing that I need to do?
No processing assets. We have the internal calculation inside the camera. So we do. There are two lenses, you can see, and each lens has 210 degree image capturing, and then you can do the stitching inside, and then you have a 360 image.
My audience pretty much understands how 360-degree technology works. They've seen us review products from Philips and from Ricoh. So I got to ask you, why do you think someone would buy your product over one of those, a dedicated 360 camera that they could just set on a table and let it go? What makes the Insta360 different?
So the first one, for the product itself, it is the most affordable. So compared to Ricoh, it is much cheaper, but providing better quality. So the video quality is 3K, which other competitors cannot achieve. And the second, we aim at changing people's lifestyle. We want to create a 360 lifestyle to relive any treasure moments they have. So for our camera, with our app, you can do some little edit, and also you can share instantly to your social network platforms.
All right. Talk is cheap. Let's show them. How would I take a 360-degree picture? First, let's start with that. But then also, how would I stream this to, say, YouTube or Facebook, which already support 360-degree technologies?
Yes, for YouTube, it already supports 360 live streaming. There is a live function on our setting page. And also, you can input the streaming address that your 360 platform generate, and then you can go live and share the address with your friends. And if you do the live streaming on other platforms that does not support 360 live streaming, then just use our platform. Then we will generate an address for you to share.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your technology. If they wanted to find out more about the Insta360 Nano, if they wanted to find more about your company, where should they go online?
www.insta360.com. Just check it out. And also follow us on our Facebook page.
We've been speaking with Bianca, who has a dream in 360. There are those who will say that the Silicon Valley runs on ICs, or maybe on sugar. But us tech insiders know that the San Francisco Bay Area is fueled by caffeine, which is why we're here at Jura taking a look at the Z8. It's a high-end coffee maker that I think most of us in the States don't understand. That's why I'm going to speak with Martin. Martin, the Z8 is a $3,000 machine, so it is definitely on the higher end of coffee makers. And our audience is going to wonder why they would spend that much money on something that they could buy from Starbucks every day for $5 a cup, or maybe buy a $100 to $1,000 machine and get something that's passable. What would you say to those folks who don't understand why I would shell out all that dough for a high-end machine?
So with the Z8, you get the best coffee quality at the touch of a button. So we integrated the latest technologies and so that you can really easily prepare a really good espresso, cappuccino, latte macchiato at the touch of a button.
And in the tech industry, we've come to learn that, yes, you could buy an inexpensive machine for $500, $600, but you'll end up buying one every year or every other year. You'll end up buying six machines rather than buying a single one, getting super high quality off of the bat. Now, let's talk about this quality. What is the process for making coffee with the Z8?
So you put in whole beans, you have a grinder inside and a brewing unit. So you just push the button, the grinder starts running, and the brewing unit will prepare the coffee, and it runs out in your cup.
I love this. Now let's take a look at some of the tech that's contained within the Z8. Yes, you've got your little coffee ground repository up top, so you get to choose the kind of beans that are going to make your brew. You also get a selector switch in the back that lets you choose the coarseness or the fineness of your grounds, so you can find out exactly what kind of flavor do you want. Do you want it a bit harsher, a bit darker, a bit more acidic, or do you want it nice and smooth? We've got an almost 3-liter container on the side, so I've got plenty of water to spare. And I have the ability to make 2 shots at the same time, which means I could pour myself 2 quick cups of espresso or make a double shot for a latte. And I also have this. What is this little attachment on the side?
That's a milk cooler. It's very important to have cool milk. Cool milk for the freshness, and cool milk prepares a better milk foam.
Now, folks, this is probably my favorite part. I'm used to a Keurig, which gives us passable coffee, enough to wake me up in the morning. But imagine if at the swipe of your finger or the touch of this little knob, you get to choose exactly how much coffee you want, how strong you want it, and what kind of flavor. Do I want a latte? Do I want an espresso? Do I want an Americano? It's all here on the Z8. Now, Martin, let's give our audience the brass tacks here. If they wanted to get themselves some delicious, delicious coffee, if they wanted technology to steam and perfectly foam their lattes, if they wanted to find a way to wake up better in the morning, where should they go online to find out more about Jura, more about the Z8, more about everything that your company offers?
On Jura.com, you will find all information you want about our coffee makers. We have a distributor, a Jura company in the U.S. based in New York. So you can call them and they will give you all the information you need.
Martin, thank you for speaking with us. Thank you for sharing the secrets of coffee. I guess there's only one thing left, and that's for us to take a quick shot of coffee. Folks, if you want good quality coffee, check out the Z8. That's damn good coffee, and hot, too. Let's take a little break from our regular action because I want to talk about something that is actually quite important for tech journalism. We have seen over the past few years, anytime we have a major event like an IFA or a CES or an NAB, tech journalists like to complain. We like to dump on product categories. We like to show off the shortcomings of new pieces of tech. It's just kind of fun for us. Now, thankfully, Twit tries to stay positive. We're futurists. We're optimists. We like when companies push the boundaries. We like when new product categories are started. And we like when companies iterate on what they've already innovated. Unfortunately, here at the show, we've had some examples of products that a lot of people are unhappy with. Samsung just had a recall of their flagship phone. Panasonic has products that won't ever reach American shores. But to me, that's just logistics, marketing, and competition analysis. What does get me upset is when we have a product category, one that has been around not for months, not for years, but for decades, that seems to be going in the wrong direction. And that's what exactly we got with home automation. There are 2 pavilions inside of IFA 2016 that are dedicated to IoT and home automation. Over the last few years, we've seen products that can bring them together, and yet these vendors still seem to insist that their products use proprietary protocols, that they use technology that's only found in that company. And so what you end up with is a solution that requires 3, 4, maybe even 5 vendors to work properly. Well, folks, that's simply unacceptable. What we'd like to see in the future is we'd like to see IFA give us more of what we're looking for. And that more is interoperability. That more is a way to have our devices communicate with one another so that we don't have to go with all those different vendors to make things work. After all, that's the heart and the soul of a tech conference. Now, I'm Robert Ballister. Let's get back to the action.
So you've seen the original Sphero. You've seen the Star Wars Sphero, BB-8. But have you ever wanted to use the Force to control him? Well, now you can, and it's all due to this little wrist here. I'm speaking to Claire, and if you could quickly explain how this works and why it's so cool.
Yeah, so this is our new Force Band. This is a gesture-based wearable. It allows you to control BB-8 using the Force.
Right.
Different gesture-like movements, Jedi-like movements that are measured through all of the sensors in the band. You can drive him forward. Let me get him aimed here. With a Force push, you control him all the way around, and he can come back.
Wow. Very cool. This has been probably my dream since I was 12 years old. And now even as an adult, like, I still really want this. Now, you were saying that it's controlled through Bluetooth?
Yep, so they connect via Bluetooth LE, and there's also an app that goes along with it, too. The band does more than just driving. There are different modes, different passive play patterns as well.
Right, and that would be cool enough if it just worked with BB-8, but you can use it with the other devices from your lineup, right?
The Force Band is compatible with our Spark Plus robot, which came out this August, and then also with our Ollie.
Okay, final question. I have to know, how much is it and when can we expect to play with it?
Yeah, so it actually just went on pre-order, Sphero.com, and the band retails for $79 by itself. It's also packaged with the battle-worn BB-8 for $199, and it hits shelves on September 30th.
Very cool. Yeah, we have to specify, this is the battle-worn BB-8. He's been through some travels.
Yes, he spent some time in the desert for sure.
Very cool. Well, Claire, thank you very much for talking to me. I look forward to getting one of these myself. So if you want to use the Force, get BB-8.
We're coming back to the action at EVA 2016 in just a moment. But first, let's pause to thank the sponsor of this Twit Live special. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you like the mortgage process? Well, of course you do, right? I mean, what could be more fun than opening up your financials to a complete stranger and basically going down on your knees and begging for money? Well, folks, we don't do it that way anymore. The idea of going into a bank, tossing out all your paperwork and trying to get them to realize that you're a good investment are over thanks to Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Now, Rocket Mortgage brings the mortgage approval process into the 21st century with a fast, powerful, and completely online application process. Rocket Mortgage has taken all of the complicated, time-consuming parts of applying for a mortgage out of the equation, instead giving you something that you're used to, a browser, a mouse, and a keyboard. Oh, with Rocket Mortgage, you can easily share your bank statements and pay stubs at the touch of a button, helping you to get approved in minutes for a custom mortgage solution that's been tailored for your unique financial situation. No more trying to fit into a plan and a rate that they might have. They look at what you make, they look at what you have, and they get you the best possible deal. Even better, with Rocket Mortgage, you can do all of this on your phone or your tablet, so you're not even bound to a desk to get cash. Now, it's a quick online process that you can manage from the convenience of your couch. And folks, if you're looking for a mortgage, there really is no better way to go than with Rocket Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance your mortgage or buy a home, check out Rocket Mortgage today at quickenloans.com/twit. That's quickenloans.com/twit. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. And we thank Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans for their support of this Twit Live special. Here's an example of the things that I like to see at IFA. Simple. This is a refrigerator from Lieber, but they've included this. How many times have you pulled on a handle to try to break the seal between the door and the refrigerator? Well, this particular handle does it for you. As you pull on it, it levers this mechanism, which breaks the seal. What this means is that you don't ever have to worry about pulling the refrigerator down on top of you or wearing out a door hinge or the seal itself. Again, it's not super high tech, but I love the idea of taking a simple concept like levered motion and using it to make a better product. Wearable technology trends have come and gone, but a stone in the storm has been Fitbit. That's why I'm speaking with Des Power, who's going to explain why their new products might be just the thing for the active techie. Des, Fitbit is one of these companies that, I mean, you could really call them the originator of the wearable and the one that has really been the most consistent in terms of releasing new products, new styles, new trends. What do you have for IFA 2016?
We're so excited here at Fitbit at IFA 2016. We're updating two of the most iconic products in the history of the wearables industry. Fitbit, as you know, is market leader, only 9 years old as a company. Two major products during that time defined the industry. The first was Flex, which was the first product that really became accessible to the masses. And the second was when we introduced heart rate a couple of years ago. And that made heart rate not just for the gym geeks, but it made it relevant for everyone. Here at IFA, we're reimagining both of those iconic products. What are we doing? So Flex, a very dramatic new name, Flex 2. And so what we're doing with Flex 2 is, first of all, we're making it more elegant. Why are we making it elegant? Because it's not just about the 90 minutes in the gym, right? It's 24/7, and it's your workout, but it's also your night out. And Flex 2 is 33% smaller, and for the first time, we're making it swim-proof. Think about it. So you jump in the pool, you keep your Flex 2 on, and it's not just waterproof, but it's intelligent because it can detect how you're swimming up and down, either front crawl, butterfly, backstroke. It recognizes all of that, and it gives you credit for all the laps that you're doing. The second product that we're introducing here at the show is the successor to our most popular product ever, which is Charge HR. And the Charge 2, which we're showcasing at IFA, is an amazing product. A couple of things. First of all, we make the display 4 times larger. Why would we do that? Because we want to make the interface as friendly and as motivating as possible. That allows us to introduce 2 brand new features that we think consumers are just going to love. The first feature is a real fitness feature. It's called cardio fitness. You know, the professionals in the gym up to now have used VO2 max as a measure, you know, heart capacity, lung capacity, overall health. And now with Fitbit's cardio fitness, we're basically taking that VO2 max technology and giving a consumer a very friendly readout as to how they're doing versus their peer group. The second major innovation in Charge 2 is, you know, it's not just about physical health. If you look at the overall mission of Fitbit, it's about a real holistic well-being. And so, you know, now and again, we all get a little stressed, right? And in the Charge 2, it's the first product that introduces Fitbit's guided breathing algorithms. And what is that? It's at a couple of moments during the day, you just take a couple of minutes out for yourself, right? And you can do a 2-minute or a 5-minute guided breathing program. But it uses the Fitbit Pure Pulse heart rate technology. So it assesses where your heart is currently, and then it designs a unique personalized program just for you. It can be 2 minutes or 5 minutes, and it uses that wonderful screen I spoke about earlier to visualize when you should breathe in and breathe out. So 2 amazing innovations from the market leader in health and wellness, and launched here at IFA for the first time in the world.
I love that. It's a wearable guided meditation device. Go figure, from Fitbit. Okay, now, Des, I love Fitbit. Fitbit is one of these companies that understood very early on the value of being able to take constant measurements of your pulse, of your VOX max, of everything that you might be able to collect from the body. But let me ask you. Gartner called wearables a multi-billion dollar magic quadrant. Yes. There have been so many companies that have tried to break into the space, including Google and Apple and Samsung. But a lot of those don't have the staying power, and they don't have the attraction of Fitbit. It keeps coming back to your bands, to your UI, to your metric measuring software. Yes. Tell me, what's the special sauce? What is it that you think Fitbit does better than other players that has given you such staying power?
It's a great question, right? And, you know, I've all the respect in the world for some of the great technology brands out there. But the one thing about Fitbit is this is what we do. This is truly what we do. So from the CEO to the CTO to the CMO, all the key functions within the company, it's about health and fitness. And, you know, others typically are involved in other activities and maybe have a health and fitness department. But every waking moment from our team, every investment dollar on R&D and marketing, on consumer research, it's only about health and fitness. And remember, our company is new, right? It's 9 years old. And the passion of our co-founders was really, we are going to put all our energy into make the world healthier by giving consumers choices. And I think that's the difference from our company.
I like that. You know, the idea of a very focused company that knows what it does best, and keeps doing it. But we've got a very savvy tech audience, and some of them out there are going to be saying, how much longer can this go? I mean, it's nice to have a fitness band. It's nice to be able to measure my workout. It's nice that Fitbit is now expanding into non-active exercise, body wellness. But do you see a point at which they say, no, I'm going to get a watch from X vendor because I want far more functionality than just activity tracking? Or I'm going to wear a band on my leg because wearables have really expanded beyond something I wear on my wrist or on my back. In other words, where do you think Fitbit has to go? Or does Fitbit have to go anywhere? Will this continue to be the perfect magic quadrant for the next 10 years?
So I'm unbelievably optimistic on the future. And the reason I'm optimistic is we're at the start. It's the infancy of this industry, right? If you think, how do you define the industry? We started with fitness, right? You know, we move now into wellness. You know, this is part of a bigger story that ultimately is about health. And is there anything more important in people's lives than that? The technology is evolving. The consumer insights are evolving. You know, UX, user experience is evolving. I think we've done pretty good so far. I think we're only getting warmed up.
Des, thank you very much for speaking with us. Thank you for sharing your technology and your vision. If they wanted to find out more about Fitbit, more about your IFA announcements, more about your entire product lineup, where can they go?
Fitbit.com. We're waiting for you. Come on.
There you have it, folks. It's Wellness in Tech. I'm Father Robert. And remember, work, play, exercise, and meditate with Fitbit. There are a lot of products here at IFA 2016 that will tell you your health when you kick a ball, but very few that tell you what the ball feels. That's why I'm here at Adidas with Amin, who's going to explain why you need a ball with sensors. Amin, what is this?
This is like the coach, electro coach. You have the sensors you'll see here in the ball inside. So if you kick the soccer ball to the goal, afterwards you can see in an app how was the angle, how fast was the ball, how was the rotation. And the help app helps you afterwards to improve your skills. So you can set your own goals on the app, and then you can, the app gives you tips and tricks how to practice it. And then after a few shots again, you can see how you can get better. So and this is what the ball is actually doing. It's not for a soccer game, it's just to improve the player skills.
Now, I love the fact that you have this transparent view, because it really shows me that you've got a lot of sensors in here. You need to take a lot of metrics, a lot of data points in order to figure out how I'm kicking it, how hard I'm kicking it, how much it's spinning. What is in here? Tell me a little bit about the technology.
Yeah, these are the sensors are here directly on the side. And there's like the electricity. So you can see here the charger. You just put the ball in it. And then it's charging, and these are just the sensors.
Oh, I could see this being a specialty item for football, because, you know, there is such an art to how you strike this. It's going to determine how far it goes and how much it's going to curve. But do you see this kind of technology being used for other sports? In the United States, the popular sports would be football, basketball, and baseball. How many of those could be rigged up with this kind of technology that could give the athlete a bit more information that he or she might need to improve their game?
Sure, I think it would be available for every sport. Like American football, you can see how the ball was flying, or other sports, basketball, you can see how, which angle the ball is flying. So I think it would be available for everybody.
Thank you very much for talking to us. Thank you for sharing your tech. And folks, remember, if you're an athlete, see the ball, hit the ball, be the ball. If you've been looking for a 2D, 3D suite, look no further than Intuos by Wacom. Now, this isn't just software. They're included hardware, the Wacom tablet itself, so that you can get the pressure sensitivity and the fine control that you need to do your art. Now, the wonderful thing about the Intuos suite is that, yes, you can do 2D drawing, just like you would expect out of any modern artistic suite. But what she's doing with this is she's creating a 3D object, a 3D object that can be printed. You can turn what you create into an STL file that will work on any 3D printer. Now, this system isn't just limited to creating objects from volumetric pieces that you pick from your suite. You can pretty much chisel away anything that you want to create out of solid objects. Now, this is what I really like about Wacom, which is they let you approach a creative project from multiple directions. Now, folks, you probably look at this and you're thinking, well, I've seen suites like this, and I've seen hardware bundles like this that go for a few $100s. Not so. If you live in Europe, you can get the smaller tablet with Intuos suite for under 100 euro, and the larger one for 200 euro. So expect these on the U.S. shores in just a while for just about those price points. If you want creative, you want Wacom. It's funny, we're in the middle of all this high technology, some of it which is incredibly popular, like these Libra series of refrigerators. And we have people who keep asking us about the LiveU backpack. They want to know how we're streaming back to California. Because it is a very unique piece of technology, we are actually carrying around with us a piece of tech that I think most of the attendees would love to use. You already know about LiveU. You know the fact that they bond multiple channels so that we get consistent bandwidth back to California. And if you're watching this special right now, it means that you're watching video and audio that has been transmitted in real time across the country and then back to us so we can monitor it. So, LiveU, once again, thanks for supporting our Twit Live special. If you walk around IFA 2016 long enough, you're going to find a lot of food tech. Everything from ovens to food scales to smoothie makers. That's why we're coming here to Kuving to check out their high-speed blender. Folks, I am not a big fan of broccoli and spinach, but I've been promised that with the proper tech, it can taste right. Ma'am, yeah. What is the Kuving blender?
This this is a high-speed blender, so we can say this is we have multi-function of that and automatically control system, so you can just, if you want to make a smoothie, then you can just put the one button, then finish it. It takes just 1 minute, then, yeah.
Oh, I've tried smoothies in the past with a traditional blender, and the problem is you leave a lot of the good stuff, the fiber behind, and in order to make it taste right, because you're chopping up a lot of, well, plant cells with chlorophyll, you have to put a lot of sweets. You've mixed a bunch of broccoli with a bunch of spinach with a little bit of apple and orange, and you've made this. Now, you tell me that this is not going to make me rich. Yeah. This is actually going to taste good.
This is like medicine. You can enjoy without spinach flavor. Yeah, so you can, and kids also like it. Yeah.
All right, so you've heard it. Kids tested, Padre approved. Let's find out. Wow. Okay. No, she was right. This does not taste like spinach. It does not taste like broccoli. But I guess that's the flavor of Kuving. Here at the LG booth, they've created a tunnel of OLED displays. That's 4.3 billion pixels that they've used to create, well, what can only be described as art. I could talk about it, but instead, let's just show you. Now, let's face it. We all like big screens. I mean, who doesn't like a lot of real estate for their Windows or OS X box? But not all big screens are necessarily good screens. And especially when we get into the curved screen area, we find a lot of products that are lacking in reproduction, color quality, and light leakage. That's why we've come here to the LG booth to take a look at their newest beautiful display. This is a 37.5 inch curved screen IPS monitor. Now, what you get with this is greater than 4K quality, and you get this wonderful 99% over sRGB color calibration. What this means is that you can use this for everything from video editing to, say, photo editing to gaming. Now, with a sub-millisecond response time, it also means that their in-plane switching doesn't leak light, so your really, really dark scenes stay really, really dark. It's not just a beautiful panel. I mean, that's something that we'd expect from LG. But they've included all the goodies to make this not just a good panel, but a great panel. You've got DisplayPort. You've got two HDMI. You've got USB-C and USB. But beyond that, the sound from behind me isn't coming from a soundbar. It's not from a dedicated sound system. It's from the built-in speakers. And when was the last time you bought a gaming monitor and was impressed by the internal audio? Now, this monitor will make its way to the U.S. shores in about a month, and it's going to be sold for just under $1,500. At this size, at this quality, you would expect a display like this to cost 2 to 3 times. And the fact that LG has found the price point and the quality to make this affordable for the video editor, for the photo editor, or the gamer all at one means that LG is definitely on the right track. Sometimes you need a really big picture in a really small space. And that's why we've come to LG to take a look at their mini beam technology. Now, the mini beam is this. It's a traditional projector, but turned on its head. They've made a few tweaks to their technology to allow you to get the projector incredibly close to the display surface. This happens without keystoning, without artifacting, without the regular distortion that you would get if you took a standard projector and tried to project at an extreme angle. Now, down here, you see the heart of the unit. Instead of using DLP, which is what most of the industry will use, they've gone back to LED technology. This lets them use a concave mirror inside of the display to push the image up without distortion, without keystone, and without that strange Moore effect that you would get, again, with that traditional projector. This is going to be available, actually, now for about 1,400 euro. And if you're looking for something that will get you at least 1,000 lumen of light, well, that's the one for you. Now, for some people, even that is too big. And if that's too big, then this is the mini beam for you. Right here, we've got the Minibeam UST-PH450UG. They've got it projecting down onto a desk, and you can imagine me using this as my main display surface. Even with the camera light, you can still see the image clearly, and you will struggle to find any of the pixel lines, unlike you get with most projectors. If I don't want it this way, I can take the same unit, turn it on its back, and I get this over here, which allows me to project up onto a wall. Now, again, if you tried to do this with a traditional projector, you would get a keystone effect. You would get strange pixel lines, or you would just get a distortion of the image itself. This projector is also available now. It's going to go for about €650, making its way to American shores. So if you are looking for a high-quality, bright picture that doesn't take up a lot of projection room, LG has got a mini just for you. If you're looking for some truly drool-worthy technology in the display space, then look no further than this. This is the LG 77 G6. It's the newest in their signature series, the premier line of LG displays. Now, not only is this a big display, but it uses OLED. Now, let's do a quick 101 lesson here. A lot of the displays that you'll find at IFA 2016 still use LED. That means you've got a beautiful LED panel in front of some sort of white light source. Now, that's good because you can get a lot of light through it, but it also means you don't get the blackest blacks, you don't get the whitest whites, and sometimes the color contrast is slightly off. Not so with OLED. OLED, because it's organic light emitting diode, not only does the pixel give you the color, but it gives you the light. This gives you the deepest, darkest blacks, it gives you the brightest, whitest contrast, and it also means that we can make the display incredibly thin. In fact, if you look over to the side, this is an LG 77 G6 from the side. Folks, that's not an optical illusion. That's not trickery of technology. That is the display in its entirety. Now, this kind of technology, this kind of quality is being used here at the LG booth to do sort of a virtual art display, which really is what it should be used for because these are works of art. It's not going to be cheap, though. If you want to get one of these, you better start saving your pennies because the 77 G6 is going to go for a cool $13,000. Still, if you want no compromise display, one that's worthy of an art gallery, you'll find it here at LG. We're here at the Mazda booth at IFA 2016, and yes, we are seeing some phenomenal pieces of automotive technology. Not only do they have a rally heritage, not only do they give you some of the coolest tech on the road, but I'm betting that my Mazda does something that yours doesn't, and that is carpool karaoke. Let's take a listen.
We are the champions, my friends. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions of the world.
You can see behind me that people are streaming out of the convention center, which means that it's the end of the day here at IFA 2016. And it also means that it's the end of our coverage for Twit TV. We've seen everything from Samsung's newest watch to a phone that's been recalled to some really interesting transportation devices, some personal technology, and yes, more than a few interesting new bits of high tech. Until next time, I'm Father Robert Ballester, the digital Jesuit, saying goodbye from IFA 2016.